That sounds like Gladys Knight. We'll get into that in just a moment. The Bartavan Opera House in Poughkeepsie, New York, and UPAC in Kingston have a very exciting slate of events this autumn. This coming Sunday, seven-time Grammy Award winner Gladys Knight and her band will perform at the Bartavan's 150th anniversary gala. Other events this season include the Mystical Arts of Tibet, Sacred Music, Sacred Dance, the stage musical Once, stand-up comedy from Jay Leno, David Bromberg, Big Band, and Los Lobos, Dino White, former White House photographer Pete Souza, and so much more. It's a great pleasure to welcome Executive Director of the Bartavan, Chris Silva. Hey there, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm okay. How's it going there?
We're doing fine. It's good to hear your voice, and always a pleasure to find out what's happening down there. So this is a nice season. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're busy as can be. You know, sometimes when you put these together, you don't realize that you're working every day of the week. But, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. Yeah, we're excited about Gladys, that's for sure. That's going to be a very fun night. We had her about 15 years ago, and she's just a, you know, great performer. But, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned all those shows. The Mystical Arts of Tibet is a cool thing. I mean, they're going to be 11 monks from Lusling Drepung Monastery in Tibet will be in residence here from Tuesday night on. They're building a sand mandala basically right on Broadway, right off Broadway in Kingston, every day, 10 to 5, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week. And it's free and open to the public. Anybody can stop by and watch them. It's a very meditative thing, you know. It's like one grain of sand at a time.
That's very cool.
And then Sunday at 3, they'll have a concert, as you mentioned, for World Healing, which hopefully will elevate the entire place and everybody in it. We need some world healing, so it's a good place to come for it. The cool thing about the show, too, is that we're collaborating with the O Positive Festival, which is also happening next weekend, Columbus Day weekend, for 3 days in Kingston. And a $30 ticket to the monks on Sunday buys you a free pass to the entire festival. So there's 80 bands and lots of interesting information about healthcare at O Positive. So that's an extra benefit of seeing the monks.
The Mystical Arts of Tibet, Sacred Music and Dance. It's Sunday, October 13th at 3 o'clock at UPAC. And then then you go into the next week. Thursday you have Once, which is a great musical.
It really is, yeah. That just fell in our laps, and we're just hoping to get the word out fast about it. It's a national tour, great company, and, you know, if you know the show, you know that all the actors are also musicians, so it's unusual in that regard. We also kick off the Met Live in HD season on the 12th, actually, with Turndot. You know, we're doing 10 broadcasts a year, and that's, if you've never seen those broadcasts, they're pretty mind-blowing. So that starts, and yeah, then the other side of the coin, Jay Leno.
Jay Leno on
the
Friday the 18th.
The opposite of the Mystical Arts of Tibet, actually. It's the yin to the yang. And I'm sure he'll be very funny. That's on the 18th. And,
have you had him before or no?
Never, no.
Oh,
no,
that's
we
great.
Thought it would be cool to have him. You know, he's just never been around here.
Well, my God, you know, he did that show forever Often characterized as like James Brown, the hardest working man in show business. So that's very
exactly.
Cool. And then you just keep on going. Appalachian Fusion is happening.
Yeah, that's a very cool thing that we've been collaborating with the Poughkeepsie Library for years on their Big Read program. They do every year. I'm sure they do it in your community too. You know, a library or organization picks one book and the entire community reads it. And this year it's a book by Ron Rash called Burning Bright. It's 12 short stories that all take place in Appalachia, going back 150 years into the present. And we're collaborating with them, as we do every year, with the Hudson Valley Philharmonic, performing an Appalachian themed concert in November. But before that, we're doing on the 19th a free event. The library wanted to combine Appalachian music, dance, and words. So we're going to do kind of a hybrid selected shorts with actors reading a couple of short stories from the collection, and then the Vannevar Caravan performing music and Appalachian dance, interspersed with projections from the FDR's collection from the WPA Appalachian Images. So it's kind of a multimedia explosion with lots of interesting things to hear and see for free at the Bardavon on the 19th at 7 o'clock. So that's kind of a cool event for the community to come out to. Yes, and then we don't stop because the next day David Bromberg brings his big band and Los Lobos too, and they've never played together on stage, so they'll be trading off licks, and it's a great opportunity to see two great bands. And you mentioned Dino Light.
Yes.
That's our children's programming starts for littles with that show. It's a very cool show about dinosaurs. And then the orchestra, Philharmonic, kicks off on the 26th with celebrating. It's their 60th anniversary as a regional professional orchestra, which is kind of mind-blowing enough that they've survived 60 years in America. But we're also celebrating the moon landing's 50th anniversary with visuals from outer space accompanied by some absolutely gorgeous music and lots of other stuff in that concert. It's going to be a beautiful concert. What else? John Malkovich coming.
Yeah, that's John crazy. Malkovich. So what is that show?
Well, it's a three-hander. Him, a woman, plays a journalist, and a musician on a giant organ on stage who accompanies the entire show with music, and
yeah.
And John plays a dictator in his last hours, being interviewed by a journalist. So it'll be intense because it's John Malkovich.
Yeah, that's really cool.
You know, probably the next day, Pete Souza. I suppose you could say that's going to be intense. He was the White House photographer during Obama, and also headed the White House photography. What is it called?
Well, the White House Photography Office, yeah.
Pool, office, whatever, yeah. And he's going to be there talking about his time, showing, projecting large versions of his images on the big screen, and every ticket purchased includes a copy of his book, Shade, A Tale of Two Presidents. We're doing that with Oblong Books in Rhinebeck, who we've collaborated with a lot. In fact, Oblong's part of the Appalachian Fusion show as well. They'll be there selling the two books that we'll be reading from, and they'll be giving them away, I guess, basically.
Yeah, well, it's all good stuff.
Yeah, you know, it is good stuff. It's a real mix of, you name it. You know, we have a children's program jazzed up with kids, high school kids playing with professionals. We do that every year and culminate on stage in front of their peers, and then the comic Tom Segura comes the following week. Really excited about Grandmaster Flash. We heard that Grandmaster Flash was doing something called Hip Hop People, Places, and Things, where he basically recounts the history of hip hop from his perspective. And he's going to have an entire setup on stage, you know, to scratch and demonstrate all the techniques, and then projections behind him showing, you know, illustrating what he's doing. We're doing it for children, for doing two school shows. We're doing two school shows and also a public show, both in Poughkeepsie and in Kingston. So, you know, if you've never seen Grandmaster Flash, and chances are you haven't, this is a chance. I was just talking to somebody about it today, and they said, well, I know who he is, but will my kids know who he is? I go, well, you know, educate them. And that show's only $20 to see the Flash on stage, so it's kind of cool.
That's on November 8th, right?
Yeah, it's
November
7th. November 8th.
It's
his public show. And then the kid shows are both at the Bardavon now, 7th and 8th. And those are pretty much sold out, which is great. Then we got a Met Live with Madame Butterfly, which is always a popular operative screen. And then we're bringing Josh Gates, who's the star of Expedition Unknown, those folks who watch those Wild and Woolly expedition shows on television. He's the star of one of them, and he'll be relating his tales of mysteries and things he's discovered.
You got Hot Tuna coming on December 5th?
Yeah, we can hardly wait. It's been years since we've had Hot Tuning. And yeah, and Larry Campbell and Teresa Williams will be playing with them. So that's going to be a great night. That's really selling fast. So if you want to see Tuna at the Bardavon, might get your tickets now. We're also helping open a new venue right out our back door, Revel 32. These folks that have been developing right on our block on Cannon Street, Jim and Gina Sullivan, did a beautiful job with this burned-out hotel that they transformed into a beautiful apartment building with a wine bar and a brew pub and cafe, et cetera. They bought the Masonic Temple next door, which was also in very bad shape, and they're converting it into an event space, venue space, club, you know, music scene. So lots going on in Poughkeepsie, right outside our back door.
A lot going on, and it's always cool. You can find out more about the entire season and see what's going on by going to bardavon.org for both UPAC and the Bardavon Opera House. Bardavon in Poughkeepsie, UPAC in Kingston, and a very exciting slate of events for fall and right up into December when you start the holiday programming as well. Chris Silva is executive director.
Thank you. Thanks, Joe.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
it. Have a good day.
You too. Again, Chris Silva is executive director of the Bardavon. You can find out more about all those events by going to bardavon.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.